Hallelujah. Church, I want you to just stand with me. Let us just once again welcome Mommy. She has not been here for a long time. And let us just bless her with these flowers and say, Mom, you're welcome. Let us give a hand to the Lord as we go. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I want us all to begin to pray that God will do something great in your life, in our life. One of the things I'm expecting God is to lift this church to another level. Hallelujah. That this service will not be just an ordinary service. May God do something new in your life and in my life and in the life of this ministry. Father, we thank you for this day. Lord, we know without a doubt that this is the day you have made for us. Father, we choose to rejoice in it and be glad. Father, in the name of Jesus, you did not send your servant to be here with us, Father, without any purpose. Father, we know she is here by divine appointment. Father, I pray that God, your purpose and your plan for her to be here, Father, will be fulfilled in this ministry and in the life of your people. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father, we pray that in the name of Jesus, that those who are weak in our midst will be strengthened in the name of Jesus. Those who are sick will be healed in the name of Jesus. Lift us on the wings of faith and cause your people to fly through this year. We honor you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Let us give a hand to the Lord once again as I welcome her. Mom, you're welcome.
Good to see all of you this afternoon. If you can be please upstanding, can I please have the praise and worship team? If we can take you all fine omega in the form of worship, just a short worship. Just wherever you are, you just want to close your eyes and focus on the goodness and the mercies of the Lord, even as we bring this song. The Lord had ushered us into another Sunday. And we just want to declare that He's really the beginning and the end in our life. Without Him, we can do nothing. So wherever you are, I just want to lift up your hands, and if you feel distracted, you can close your eyes and you want to offer this sacrifice of worship unto the living God, just declaring that indeed He is the Alpha and He is the Omega.
This is my desire.
No, you are Alpha. You did it in a form of praises. Do it in a worship form. Just lift up your hands wherever you are. Just lift up your hands.
And Omega.
You want to declare unto the living God.
We worship.
You just want to worship Him for whom He is. Yes, Lord.
You are worthy to be praised.
He deserves better than what we are doing to Him this afternoon. Just lift up your hands high above your heads and just begin to sing unto the Lord.
You
just want to declare that He is indeed.
We worship
Him for whom He is.
You are worthy to be praised. We give
just give Him all the glory for every day of your life. He deserves that glory.
Glory.
All over the place, you want to say, Lord, to be the glorified.
We worship you, Lord. You are worthy to be praised. We give
just once
you
again, we just
the glory. We worship you, our Lord. You are worthy to be praised.
You are our Father.
You are above.
As we take it for the very last time, you just want to lift up your voice once again.
And obey.
It's the beginning and the end of your life.
We worship you, our Lord. You are worthy to be praised.
Father, this afternoon we came to declare that you are indeed the Alpha and the Omega of our lives. You are the Alpha and the Omega of the years. You are the Alpha and the Omega of 2015 and the years that will come. Father, this afternoon we ascribe all glory and all honor unto you. We thank you for the things you have done even in our lives and for that which you are yet to do. This afternoon we open our hearts, we open this place and we ask you even to come and indwell here. Let your Holy Ghost impart it. Let the ancient word impart us. Let it give us hope. Let it give us strength. Let it help us wherever we roam. This afternoon we thank you that indeed we move in you and we have our being in you. We glorified your name in the name that is above every name. Can we give amen unto Jesus? Hallelujah. You may be seated. Amen. It's good to once again to be in the midst of you. I just realized when we're on our way here that have not been here for quite a long time. It looks like it's almost a year since I came. But the good news is that I have come. Amen. We needed to calculate it very well. Pastor was supposed to have been here. I'm sure you were aware. But through the calculation, I realized if I don't come, it will be more than I wanted it to be. So we have to switch so I could come and see you before the anniversary. Then he will come over after the anniversary. So I hope that you are not disappointed that you are not seeing a man, you are seeing a woman. But you'll be blessed. Send your neighbor and tell your neighbor you'll be blessed. I'm certain in my heart that you'll be blessed because you came this afternoon. Amen. I want to take this opportunity also to wish all of you a happy new year. The good news is that God is with us in 2015. And we're going to experience greater and mighty things. Amen. I bring you greetings from Copenhagen, from Pastor James, the children, and the entire Harvest family, which are waiting to see all of you on the 15th, right? On the 12th to on the 15th. We want to see all of you. So if you've not made up your mind, though it's short, and we really want you to make it a must to come. And also, like it was announced, is the main quarters of the ministry. So the anointing flow from the top to the bottom. So endeavor every year, just put up your calendar, since the days are, you know, announced yearly, to make it a must that you don't let finances or anything, you know, hinder you. Because the word of God comes from different dimensions. And one thing we have to be careful is never to miss our day of visitation. You may never know a word that will come at a certain time that will change your circumstances forever. Amen. Jesus Christ always gave the people instructions, but he never tells them the exact time he will manifest. And so he keeps us all the time alert and, you know, in focus. I heard the announcement that there will not be service here. Don't be too happy that there's no service and begin to plan for other things. What you have to do, wherever there is service, your service this time will be in Copenhagen. And desire in your heart that you'll be there. I know that the word of God is what has formed me. And I know if you put your trust in God, he will not disappoint you. Can I get amen for that? For those of you who haven't seen me or know me, I just want to introduce myself. I'm the pastor's wife. But not only that, I'm also the minister of the gospel, of the word of God. I love serving God. I really love God. After I struggle with accepting the call, I've come to love it. It's something I will do over and over again. If you ask me to from here go to wherever, I'll go. I have no problem with preaching the gospel. And I know you don't have also. I came here with my assistant, Jane, who just finished her master's, and I'm looking for a replacement since she'll be leaving me. But she's been serving me very well. Jane, if you can just wave at the people. Amen. I want to thank Pastor Frank, the family, for the work they are doing, and most especially all the leaders who are in support of it, and the congregation that without you, we will not be having services. Mrs. Apia, you are welcome. I'm here to see the little one after the service. That shows how naughty I've been. I've not seen my grandchildren. Great. But I want to continue the foundation that have been laid for this month on faith. I want us to look at faith in the dimension of thanksgiving and praise. As a matter of fact, faith cannot be complete without thanksgiving. Because faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. You are hoping for something. In the midst of the hoping, you have to do something. You have to occupy yourself with praises and then with thanksgiving. You have to occupy yourself with patience and in anticipation that what God has said, he will do it. The Bible says that without faith, it is impossible to please God. So as a matter of fact, for us as believers, if we don't have faith, then we cannot even call ourselves Christian. Amen. But I want you to understand by the revelation of God that there is power in thanksgiving and in praise. And as you focus on the word of God and acting on faith, if you mix it up with thanksgiving, amen. Because Jesus Christ himself was our example. In the book of Psalm 92, verse 1 and 2, it says, it is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord. Psalm 92, verse 1 and 2. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High, to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning, and thy faithfulness every night. Amen. The Bible says that it is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord. Turn to your neighbor and tell your neighbor it is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord. I want you to look at the verse 2. It says to show forth his loving kindness in the morning and his faithfulness in the night. When we wake up in the morning, it is very important that we give thanks. And when we come back in the evening, we also remember because he has been faithful to take us through the day. Amen. As I reflect over this year, before the end of the year, the Lord was giving me, you know, the focusing as we ran up to give thanks and beginning also to give thanks. I've been privileged to, from the beginning of the year, to go through the branches. I'm running up here. I've not been at base the last 2 weeks. I was in Mamo last week, and that was the same focus beginning from the first Sunday from Copenhagen. And the Lord began to minister to my heart, where we come to that place of giving God thanks, we shall begin to see the goodness and the mercies of the living God. In Psalm 67, verse 5 and 6, the Bible said that, let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. Then shall the earth yield an increase. And God, even our own God, shall bless us. Let the people praise thee. Psalm 67, verse 5 and 6, let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. Every people, every person, the Bible says that we should praise the Lord. Then look at verses. It said, after we have praised God, when we come to that place of praising, then the earth shall yield an increase. Amen. Then the earth shall yield an increase. And God, even our own God, shall bless us. Amen. If we want to see the hand of God, we want God to move his hand, then we have to come to that place of praising God, of giving God thanks. You see, the challenge here is that many of us, we want to see before we praise. Amen. And that's where you have challenge with faith. Because faith is that you declare that it has come already before it comes. The moment you believe on the word of God, the moment you believe that, for instance, you are sick and you are believing that the word of God says that by his stripes you were healed, that God has destined you to be in good health. The moment you began to declare your healing, you have to move to the next state of praising God that you are already healed. Faith cannot operate where it's seeing and believing. Amen. Not only that, but in every aspect of your life as a Christian, you need to be able to come to that place to give thanks. I like the example and the way Jesus Christ demonstrated himself when he walked on in faith, and when he did everything, whatever Jesus Christ he did, whether in good time, whether in bad time, he always gave thanks. Can I get amen? Jesus was all the time giving thanks. One thing that challenged me about Jesus is that even when he went to the tomb of Lazarus to raise Lazarus up, the first thing he did was, I said, Father, I give you thanks. Do you remember? The moment he got there to raise Lazarus, he's begun, you ask yourself, what has thanksgiving to do with a dead person? Amen. But that is the example that Jesus Christ taught us. So this afternoon, no matter how dead your situation is, as you believe God and his word, and as you give thanks, there will be life to that dead situation. Can I get amen? The Bible says Jesus Christ, when he got to the tomb, the dead had been dead for 3 days. There was no hope. People were crying. People were shouting. And I prophesy to you this afternoon, you may be crying in your situation. You may have carried something from 2014 into 2015. And for you by now, it seems like it is sinking. It is dying. There's no hope. As you give thanks this afternoon, I prophesy resurrection to that dead. Raise up your right hand and begin to give thanks. And begin to pray that every deadness in your life, everything that seems dead this afternoon, by giving thanks as an example of Jesus, you are beginning to bring life to that situation in the name that is above every knee. The Bible says that Jesus Christ got there. And when he gave thanks, he commanded that thing to get loose. And the Bible says he that has been dead for 3 days rose up from that dead. And that is our portion this morning. That is our portion this evening. In Jesus' name, can I get amen? Jesus Christ, even at the time he was about to be crucified, he did something which was so significant. In the book of Corinthians, 1 Corinthians chapter 11, from verse 23 to 24, 1 Corinthians 11, 23, Jesus Christ said this, "For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it." The same night in which he was betrayed. Can you imagine? This is where Jesus is leading us. You see, the enemy makes us to focus so much on our problem. We get overwhelmed with the situation that we cannot even eat, we cannot even drink. But the Bible is teaching us that the Bible, the same night that he knew, Jesus Christ knew that he was going to be crucified, he was going to the cross, there was no way of coming out. It has been destined. At that moment, the Bible said that he gave thanks. How excellent is giving thanks? When he gave thanks, he received strength to go on the cross. As you give thanks this afternoon, you are receiving strength to go on in life for the rest of your years. Amen. You are receiving strength to come to that place to be able to raise your head above every circumstances. He gave thanks that he will be able to be empowered. Jesus was our example. We can see from these scriptures that Jesus Christ did not fear anything. He didn't put himself in that place of all the time mumbling and grumbling and complaining, because he has brought himself to that place of knowing that whatsoever happens, Jesus or God is in control. Amen. We sang that he's in control. Did we sing that this afternoon? He's in control all over the world. There's no other person that is in control than Jesus Christ. If you think that you are in control today, I challenge you to have a mind shift. God, there is somebody that is in control over your life. It says what? I know the thoughts, even the thoughts that Jesus says he has towards us, God has towards us. They are good and not evil to give you an expected end. Definitely your end will be greater than your beginning. Amen. You are going to fly on eagle wings. I am so confident in myself through the word of God that I will end this year very, very well. I have begun well and I will end well. Amen. If you are here and you feel that you have not begun well, I want you to shake yourself and believe that you have begun well. You have begun well because you are alive. You have begun well because there's breath in you. You have begun well because you are moving. The Bible says it is in Him, Jesus, that we live and we move and we have our being. Amen. In the book of Psalm 119, verse 164, it says what David says, 7 times a day do I praise thee because of thy righteousness and thy judgments. 7 times a day, David was praising the Lord. And this is somebody that God looked at and said, this is a man after God's own heart. He praised God 7 times a day. But look at what he did in the other Psalm. He gave us the example of what he did concerning prayer. Psalm 55, verse 16 and 17. As for me, I'll call upon God, and the Lord shall save me. Verse 17. Evening and morning and at noon, I will pray and cry aloud, and he shall hear my voice. Amen. David was praying 3 times a day, 3 times, morning, afternoon, and evening. But when it came to praises, I want you to differentiate praises from prayer. Prayer is when we go to ask for needs. Amen. This afternoon, I want you to have a mind shift that from this day forth, as you fly on the wings of faith, begin to let your worship and your praises outweigh your asking. Amen. The Bible says 3 times a day, David was praying, and in that time, that is when he cried aloud. The Bible says he cried aloud. He bring his petition. He was asking God to hear him. But when it comes to the appreciation and praising and magnifying God, he did it 7 times a day. 7 times, I don't know how he appropriated the day, divided the day, but he was able to say that 7 times I give thanks and I give praises unto the living God. I want to believe that we are learning something from David this afternoon. He put himself together to that place that he will be able to give thanks unto the Lord, even to that extent that he will be able to get what he wanted to get. Those of you who want the scriptures from Lazarus' story, it is in John chapter 11, verse 41. That is where we see the demonstration of the way Jesus Christ, he gave thanks. Can I get amen? I also want to bring to you the fact that your praises and your thanksgiving bring you out of bondage, out of chains. Chains will be broken this afternoon, if you permit, by our praises and our thanksgiving. When we bring ourselves to that place where we can give praises and we can give thanks unto the living God, chains will fall off. In the book of Acts chapter 16, verse 25 to 26, we know the story of Paul and Silas. Verse 25 says, and at midnight, Paul and Silas, they prayed and sang praises unto God. And the prisoners heard them. And suddenly, there was a great earthquake, so that the foundation of the prison was shaken. And immediately, all the doors were opened, and everyone's bonds were loosed. Amen. Your amen is quite weak this afternoon. The Bible said that these were people that had been bound. They were bound, and people were at their watch. But for whatever reason, they removed their focus from the bondage. They removed their focus from the circumstances. This year, I speak unto you to remove your focus from the things that you see. Amen. Because the things that you see, they are shadows. The things that you see, they are not what God has designed for you. And the Bible said that as these peoples were in the chain, they were locked up, they were strictly bound, but they decided to do something which was extraordinary. They decided to praise the name of the living God. They decided to sing praises. And the Bible says when they started singing the praises, there was a shaking. There was an earthquake. And through the earthquake, the foundation of the prison was even shaken. And the chains that bound them were loose. This afternoon, no matter the entanglement that you find yourself in, no matter the place where the enemy had brought you to, a place where you feel useless and you feel like everything, you are no loser and you are bound, I prophesy to you this afternoon, as you praise God, as you begin to magnify the name of the Lord, that circumstance, that which seems like bound, will be loosed. Because if he did it for Paul and Silas, he will do it for us. Can I get amen? Whatever he does for one, he does for all. As we believe that God is able to do this thing for Sister Jane, he will do it also for Brother John. He will do it for everybody. Whatsoever we desire, the Bible says, whatsoever we desire, that is where faith runs. Whatsoever we desire, whatsoever we desire. When we pray, we should believe. Amen. When we pray, we should what? We should believe. Whatsoever you desire this year, what do you desire of the Lord? What do you expect God to do for you? You know, we are coming to that place where we'll enjoy the prosperity of the Lord. I keep on telling people this year, and I'll tell you here as well. The Bible says, well, if we obey and we serve God, we shall live our years what in prosperity and our days what in pleasures. Amen. When we obey, when we serve God, and that is why, you see, faith is not only name it and claim it. Faith is also to bring yourself to that place of serving God. God has to see something in you to move. Amen. If you walk throughout, it may be seem to you that Christianity and serving God is a challenge. But through that, God blesses his people. The Bible said David was able to say, I've been young and I've now been old. I have not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging for bread. You will not beg for bread, and your seed shall not beg for bread. David was able to confirm this to you. And that's why I am certain that God who has brought us here, we are not wasting our time. Your time here this afternoon is not wasted. Let it be clear in your mind. You are not doing the church a favor. Neither are you doing the friend who invited you a favor. You are doing yourself a favor. Because in the house of God, there is liberty. In the house of God, there is plenty of joy. You will leave this place this afternoon with the knowing and assurance that God has visited you. I challenge you to receive this by faith. That you receive from here this afternoon, knowing that the one who brought you, you will forever be thankful to that person. And you forever be appreciative to God to let this ministry be here. Not because I'm preaching here today. If any other person were to be preaching here today, it's the same grace that will carry you home and making you leave this place with the assurance that something had happened in your life. It says, well, if we obey, and we serve him. And that's good to all of you who are serving God. You see, it is so true of the word of God. And look all over, I challenge people. We normally can fall sick, people can call pastor and say, Pastor, I can't come to church today because I'm sick. Pastor, pray for me. But have you ever paused and think about the pastor, about the leaders? Some of these people never once fall sick. Not that they don't fall sick. They get so many opportunities to be sick. I had a good opportunity not to come here this today. I have a good opportunity. I will not go into details for you. I had a good opportunity from Friday to Saturday not to come. But by faith, I'm standing here today. You know, I have been under different people, seen different ministers. My own church in which I grew up in before we came here and have our own church. Never once did I ever heard an announcement that pastor was sick. Never once. Not that he never got opportunity to be sick. There were so many opportunities. And the same way they act in faith, they rebuke the devil, they resist the devil, they deal with the devil. In fact, you should even be talking to the devil more than you talk to Jesus. Why? Because the devil talks too much to you. Some of you, the reason why you are overpowered by the devil is that because you don't talk. The devil says you are going to be insane. You are broke. You know, this man, things are going to be bad. You just listen. And then you start crying. And you just start crying. Oh, yes. I had a dream. I saw myself so broke. I'm going to be pastor. So it looks like the thing is working. But the moment you come to that place, say, devil, get thee behind me. That's where you belong. I'm not going to be broke. You begin to quote the word of God. That is why you need the word of God. You need faith. Is just confessing the word of God. It's the word of God. When we talk about faith, what is faith? Is the things that you are. What are you hoping for? The things that the word of God says about you. You'll be the head and not the tail. You know, you will not be a wanderer here. In the book of Isaiah chapter 1 verse 90, it says what? If we are obedient, we shall eat of the fruit of the land. This word came to me so strongly at the end. If we are willing and we are obedient, we shall eat of the good. Turn to your neighbor and tell your neighbor, there is goodies in Denmark. I'm talking about here, not Africa. There are goodies. Tell your neighbor, even if you don't believe it, I believe it for you. Tell your neighbor, there are some goodies. The Bible says, if you are willing, and you are obedient, you shall eat of the goods of the land. There are goodies in Denmark. There are plenty goods here. But we need to come to that place as we fly on faith to be able to be led to eat of the goodness of the land. You see, when you minister and you interact with a lot of foreigners, when we find ourselves in strange lands and in places where are originally not our own, we are always tempted to think that all the odds are against us. We are not able to function. But you see what? The God that we serve is not respectable of persons. He does not favor the people that we came to meet in the land, and he does not favor us against them. We all have to believe on the word of God. We can all live alike as any nationals in this nation. When we focus our mind on God, it is a mindset. It is a mindset. And we need a shift in our mind. We need to come to that place that I'm not different from my neighbor. Because we are all from the image and the creation of God. And as a matter of fact, if you are a Christian, then you are supposed to enjoy more than any other person. I have prophesied to myself, I will live and I will enjoy life. As your pastor, I like life. I like life. Amen. And I am happy I like life because I love Jesus. Amen. I love Jesus. I love God. I love the things of God. Pastor James did not have to force me to come here. I came here by my own will. Amen. I do the things I do by my own will. I get up to pray by my own will. I fast, I do the things by my own will. Because I have come to that place that I know that if I want to enjoy life, that I have to enjoy life in God. Christianity is not a problem for me to serve God. I was telling Jane when we're coming that Denmark is too slow for me when it comes to the things of God. It's too slow for me. Seriously. This place, I think, most Christians are lazy. There's not too much for us to do when it comes to the things of God. Don't misunderstand. But when you go to certain places, I mean Africa, it doesn't matter what part of Africa. I mean, that is when you can see that this is life. And that is not only in Christianity. In Scandinavia, the people are laid back. We take life so easy. Fridays, if you have to do with offices, you better do it early in the morning between 10 and 11. After 12, there's not too much life there. Summer, we can close the offices. We can do anything. People take life easy. Go to a typical Danish shop. When it is about 5 minutes to time, they will start announcing, first of all, 15 minutes. They will tell you that in 15 minutes, the shop is about to close. Then in 5 minutes, they will tell you that the shop is about to go in 5 minutes. And exactly 5 minutes after, no amount of tongues would cause you to enter if you are just going to buy one onion. But in some places, 5 minutes, go, hurry up. Then another person will come 5 minutes. Everybody takes things so easy. And so when you live in places like this, you need to bolster yourself. You need to belong to a place where there's life, where you'll be forced to pray, like you've been forced to be praying some of the few weeks. Some of you, if this thing has not been designed, you'll be eating all the things on earth and the things that are yet to come. But the Bible says that, you know, food is meant for the belly. But God will destroy your belly and the food as well. So when you are eating, you always have to strike a balance. You see, when we get opportunity to serve God, when we get opportunity to come to the house of God, we should find it a privilege. Hallelujah. The days and the time in which we are living in, the only
only way we can have peace is in the house of God. To be soaked with the things of God. 2 weeks ago, I am not too much a CN fan. But for the first time, I tried to follow the week before the situation in France. And I knew from the reading of the word that we are indeed in the end time. We are in the time where Paul described to Timothy that in the last day, perilous times shall come, difficult times shall come. And the only way we can be exempted is to find ourselves under the covering of God. I believe Europe is the time for Europe now. For many people from Africa and many people from developing countries, there's always bad news and things. So we have learned to submit ourselves under God. This is time for Europe. Out of some of these bad things, good things will also come. People will seek for God. People will run after God. Because you see, there's no protection in any government. Amen. The Bible says that what? If the watchman watches, except the Lord watches, he that watches, he watches in vain. And when you saw the things that the governments and even Obama and all the people were saying, you could see in their speeches and everything that there's panic. Everybody is trying to say we don't have the solution to what is happening. And this is the time for those of us who know God. We should be able to put our trust in God. The Bible says, they that do know their God, they shall be strong and they shall do exploit. We need to program ourselves. We need to bring ourselves to that place that we know that our protection is of God. The Bible also encourages that when the days approaches, when the challenges and all this thing approaches, that is when we should not neglect the gathering of the brethren. That is when there should be meeting one-on-one, 2-2, 3-4, that will be able to pray and strengthen one another. We'll be able to take shelter. But this afternoon, as we give thanks unto the living God, as we give praises unto the living God, God is bringing us from that place of burning to that place of freedom. I'm so convinced in my heart that as the church, especially our church, as we admonish, this year has been declared a year of recovery. I have no doubt about that. Some people are talking about a year of harvest. Some people are talking about a year of protection. So many things. And the theme for the conference is your season. I have no doubt. But in all these things, we can see this thing coming into practice or into being when we begin to praise the name of the Lord, when we begin to worship the Lord, when we give in. As I try to compress this message this afternoon, I want you to be careful about one or two things when we hold back our praises. Jesus Christ expected us to give praises to him. Jesus expected for us to give thanks to him. Whatever he did, he expected us to give thanks. Let's look at Luke. Luke chapter 17. We all know about the story of the 10 lepers, Luke 17, verse 15. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back and with loud voice glorified God. And he fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks, and he was a Samaritan. And Jesus answered and said, were there not 10 cleansed, but where are the 9? Jesus Christ expects us to give him thanks. Whatever he does, you see, I want you to watch out for the little things that begin before your breakthrough. Amen. For instance, when you are praying for a job and you send an application, the fact that you are even called for an interview put you in a position to give thanks. Amen. Don't wait until the job came. When you are praying for healing, as you pray and you felt a little sign of relief, that's the time. Because that's where many people fail. We want to see the manifestation of the fullness of the thing before. The Bible says when Jesus prayed for these 10 people, many Bible scholars say that they were not completely healed. He asked them to go and show themselves. And as they were going, the healing took place. But when they saw that they were healed, nobody came back except one. And I pray that we shall not find ourselves in this position. The other thing we should watch out is complaining, murmuring. We complain and we murmur. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 10. It said, neither murmur ye as some of them also murmured and were destroyed of the destroyer. In the midst of thanksgiving and praise, we have to deal and avoid murmuring. We have to bring ourselves to that place where we don't complain, this, that. What good will it make you serving in the house of God and murmur? What good will it make you and you are complaining? You will never be able to bring yourself to that place to receive your full blessings. Amen. We have so much to do, but I just want to lay the foundation on the thanksgiving. I want to lay the foundation on giving praises. As you combine praises in good situation and bad situation, you experience a big breakthrough this year. Amen. As I was preparing myself to come and minister, there were some few things that the Holy Ghost laid upon my heart. I've not been here for quite some time, but in the latter part of our fasting for 2014, before December, the last day of the fasting, as we met, there was a strong presence of the living God. And the Lord spoke and prophesied, said, gave a word of prophecy about jaws being released unto people. And there was a set day on it. How many days was it? 21? 21 days. And God be glorified. The 21 days fell on the 26th. And all the people that came to be prayed for, every one of them got a job. We got two people in the UN out of that prayer. Two people in the United Nations got a job. Everyone got a job. The second phase of the prayer and fasting we are ending today, but normally we finish on Friday because the impact of Friday cannot be compared to Sunday. Friday we have full time with you. And this time the Lord spoke to us about healing. And I also was preparing, that is what the word the Lord gave to me to this year, that what he's done for the people in Copenhagen, he will do it also. So one of the things I want to believe God for, not one, two things I want us to believe God for, that as you end your fasting, I heard you are ending on Tuesday, everyone believing God for a job, believe that this fasting had come to give you that breakthrough. You see, you need to be very careful to put your mind in focus and avoid doubt and avoid complaint. When God is in the midst of us and God is doing things, God is no respectable of persons. Amen. One of the guys testified is a master's hold graduate, very excellent guy. Very, when we say an A student, you understand. No, it's just not. But for 4 years since he's finished, he's been struggling to get a job. As a matter of fact, he says he cries. Sometimes he will just be crying. How frustrating it is. See, when a woman doesn't have a job and she's married, it's frustrating her, but it's also much as frustrating as a man when he hasn't got a job. I mean, so many things run through your mind. The devil will bring so many ideas, and if you are not very careful, that could even bring tensions in the house. And he was said, I mean, everything, he has even tried to bring himself low. And in fact, throughout the fasting, as I believe some of you, your pastor is the one who is like more or less fasting for you, pushing you to come and pray. Don't take it for granted. In the midst of the fasting, he took off for holidays. In the midst of all his problems, you see, our problems are still not a problem. Even though we think it's a problem. And this was his own testimony. He will cry sometimes, and when he's relieved, he just, like, okay, let's life go on. He came back 3 days before the fasting, or 2 days. And in fact, the last day, pastor was the one who even said, what is wrong with you, Joseph? Won't you come and pray? So it was more like, oh, pastor, you don't understand. I just came from this trip. But to do pastor a favor, he came on the Friday. And I thank God that you did me a favor by coming today, because you go from here with your miracle. Because now if pastor talk and it doesn't come, it will become something else. But that day that he came, and when he was sharing his testimony, you realize it's not everybody that pastor can be forcing and encouraging. And that's why you just need to flow with whatever is happening. He had gone for an interview. And it was like, no, he didn't go even for the interview. That time he has not. After the fasting, he was called. He was called on Thursday, but Monday, the job was already given to him. Brother Zach had finished 1 month. He was just, let me just relax myself a little bit. And he had an interview on Friday. He went for the interview on Friday. And he had said, test me, so I'm going on interview on Friday. He went for the interview. The person said, you will hear from us on Monday. 2 hours after the interview, they said, we don't need to wait. 2 hours after the interview, she was called. He was called. The other lady too, the same thing. It was like, God really, and this is what God is about to do for us. Amen. God is about, you know, and you could see the joy on the faces of the people when every one of them was giving their testimony. And that is what God will. There are two things that God has designed for us. To be in good health and to be prosperous. So I wish above all things that thou, you may prosper and be in good health. You see, it does not glorify God when we are not prosperous. Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law. The curse of the law were the curses in Deuteronomy 28 when we don't serve God. Deuteronomy 28 from verse 1 talk about the blessings when we serve God. And if you know that you know that you are a servant of the living God, then you should not be benign. Then men should not trod upon you. Then things should not happen like you are always feeling rejected. You are always feeling that, oh, as for me, all the leftovers is what comes to me. This is your time to claim your inheritance. This is your time to receive what God has prepared for you. Can I get amen? Finally, the word of God says, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Psalm 150 verses. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. As we praise God this year, we pray our miracles into being. We pray our miracle into being. We pray our miracle into being. Hallelujah. I just feel like telling you the same word I spoke to one of the ladies last year, the brother that just sang the worship. Yeah. The Lord will have you to expect a miracle. Just expect a miracle. I was ministering like this and I turned to the pastor. Matter of fact, she was an usher. She was just standing. I told her that she's going to hear good news. I just, that's at the Women of Destiny meeting. I just turned and I just moved on. This woman has struggled with her resident stay for a long time. Even came to a point that she invested 150,000 Danish kroner in that. Nothing was coming for every hope was lost. I remember that day. Can't remember 2 weeks or some weeks after the Women of Destiny. She was crying. She was trembling on the telephone. As a matter of fact, when she came forward to give her testimony, she could not stand. She, I mean, you know, when God does things, people who are shy cannot be shy. She was just on the floor. She was just crying. They just called out of nowhere. All hope were lost. They told her that this paper cannot be given. But that piece of word, and that's what God asked me to tell you. I don't know. I just expect a miracle. That is what God is going to do for you. Amen. It just came through to her, and God just glorified in it. That same atmosphere, there's a lady too who was married for whatever reason. The man decided not really because she's been in the country for 4 years, not even having the yellow paper. 4 years. 2 children with a man. The man just could not be bothered about, you know, his obligation to pay, do the deposit and the thing. So she was denied for 4 years. So for 2 years, she was placed in the women's home with the 2 children. And the testimony was she was given 150. We were not there. We had gone to when she came finally. But she did, even in the midst of the struggle, she went ahead, bought the church a bass guitar. You know, we still have challenges with our musicians. But she just felt
just go to buy it. And just before the end of the year, she was called. We were not there. We were in Emamu. And we came back. I learned she cried. She rolled on the floor in her testimony. I mean, she just, it's like God, she did not even know what to do. And this is the things that God is doing. And God is in the midst of us today. Just rise up on your feet. It says, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. This afternoon, you just want to open your mouth and praise God. Just begin to praise God for your breakthrough. Your breakthrough. Your breakthrough that is about to happen. Your breakthrough is about to happen. You just want to praise the name of the Lord. You just want to pray. We are going to enter into the Holy Communion. And the Bible said that the night in which Jesus Christ was crucified, he took bread and he broke it and he gave thanks. We are giving thanks over this bread and over the wine. And we are giving thanks for our breakthrough. Jesus going on the cross brought our redemption. Whatever the significance is in the communion, that is what is for us this afternoon. Amen. I want you to have this backing concerning the communion this afternoon. In the book of 1 Kings chapter 19 from verse 6, 1 Kings chapter 19 from verse 6. As we have begun the year and we have come together to take this bread, I want to bring some few significance into the communion. The Bible said in 1 Kings chapter 19 verse 6, it said, that was Elijah. And he looked, and behold, there was a cake baked on a coals and a cruse of water at his head. And he did eat and drank and lay down again. And the angel of the Lord came again the second time and touched him and said, arise and eat, because the journey is too great for thee. And he arose and did eat and went in the strength of that meat for 40 days and 40 nights. This afternoon, you are receiving strength from this communion to go on the rest of the days of your life, most especially this year. Those of you who get attacks and, you know, like weakness, the Bible says that when Elijah ate that, this was a man who had given up, actually was crying for death. I come against every spirit of death. Anybody who is at the point of giving up and you are crying, as you take the bread and you take the wine, the same grace that came on Elijah, may it be apportioned to you, that you will leave this place with strength. You will leave this place with wholeness. Every feebility, every weakness, we come against it in the name of Jesus. Amen. The other thing I want you to know this afternoon that the communion will do with you is that he will bring you revelation and your eyes will be open. Amen. Every blindness that the enemy had brought into your life, we are coming against it by the blood. Our God is a God of excellence. Our God is a God who causes us to see beyond that which we can see. So as you receive this bread, as you receive the wine, I want you to know that your eyes will be opened this year, both to physical things, to spiritual things. Luke chapter 24, verse 30. And it came to pass, as he sat at meat with them, he took bread and blessed it and broke it and gave it to them. And their eyes were open. And their eyes were open. And their eyes were open. Whatever blindness the enemy had blinded you with all years, it doesn't matter how many years you have lived on earth, by the virtue of the bread that represents the body of Christ and the wine that represents the blood, every blindness is removed. Spiritual blindness is being taken off. Physical blindness that you shall see clearly in Jesus' name. Finally, concerning the blood, Hebrews chapter 11, Hebrews chapter 12 from verse 22. It says, but ye are come unto Mount Zion and unto the city of the living God, to the heavenly Jerusalem,
and to the innumerable company of angels, to the general assembly and church of the firstborn, which are written in heaven, and to God the judge of all, and to the spirit of just men made perfect, and to Jesus the mediator of the new covenant, and to the blood of the sprinkled, that speaks better things than that of Abel. This afternoon, I want you to understand that the blood of Jesus is made available, which is going to advocate for you, which is going to speak better things. Some of you need your cases to be pleaded in the commune, in schools, at offices. As you receive the blood, you are declaring that the blood of Jesus, this afternoon communion, this is the first communion of the year. We have come together, begin to pray that this bread that you are about to receive and the wine is not just a mere man-made thing, but symbolically is bringing you to that place of redemption. Every bondage, everything that has held you bound, everything that says you cannot move on, you cannot achieve anything, you are breaking away from limitation. You are breaking away from the tongues of men. The blood of Jesus, we ask this afternoon that it will speak on the life of every man, of every woman that is here, everyone that needed a place. The blood of Abel was crying for revenge, was crying from the ground that God, behold, that which my brother had done. Father, this afternoon, by the talking of the blood, may the blood of God Jesus Christ avenge for us. May it speak, O God, for us. May the blood of Jesus that speak better things on our behalf, bringing our hope, bringing us healing, bringing us our redemption. I prophesy, O God, over your people, as they receive the blood, as they receive the wine, let chains be broken. Let deliverances take place. Let every hold of the enemy lose them. Let the people live here in the might and in the grace of the living God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. How do you do it? Do they come to you? Okay. According to the word of God, we declare, even like Jesus Christ was our example, we give thanks to this bread that we are about to receive. And Father, even as Elijah ate and went into that strength, so are we about to eat that would live the rest of our days in the strength. You said, Lord, when the children of Israel were led out of captivity and they were brought into the promised land, there was none feeble among them. They were counted and none was missing. As we participate in the body of the Lord Jesus Christ, as it's represented in the bread, may none of our people be missing at the end of the year. As we check, oh God, let everybody be accountable for. And we pray tonight, this afternoon also, that strength shall come to us even as we eat this bread. Lord, as symbolically, we take this that represent the wine. And Lord, even as I bless this, oh God, I pray as your people receive that we represent the wine. May those wine speak. May nourify their blood. May every disease, may anything in their body that medically had been diagnosed, by this we pronounce healing. By this we declare that your people had been made whole. Nothing missing and nothing broken in their body. We give you praise this afternoon in Jesus' name. Amen. We can wait together and then we all take it as we receive. Hallelujah.
This is my desire to worship you. All I've done attend you. All I have within me, I give you praise.
His love is God. God is good all the time.
God is good. put a song of praise in this heart of mine. God is good all the time. Through the darkest night, His light will shine. God is good. God is good all the time. If you walk through the valley and there's shadows all around, do not fear, He will guide you, He will keep you safe and sound. He has promised to never leave you nor forsake you, and His word is true. God is good all the time. He put a song of praise in this heart of mine. God is good all the time. Through the darkest night, His light will shine. God is good. God is good all the time. We were sinners, so unworthy, still for us He chose to die. Filled us with His Holy Spirit.
This point of contact for the beginning of the year, the blood of Jesus will not lose its power over your life. The blood of Jesus will speak on your behalf. Just begin to thank God that you have victory over every circumstances this year, that the Lord has come through for you. In the name of Jesus, just open your mouth and begin to thank God. Even as you thank God, wherever you feel weakening and sick in your body, you want to place your hand there and begin to prophesy your healing. Begin to prophesy your healing. You are praying your breakthrough for this year. The headaches, migraines, you are coming against growth in your body. Fibroids, you are coming against wrong diagnosis, you are coming against things that the enemy had placed over your body. In this atmosphere, you just begin to release your faith and receive in the name of Jesus. Just open your mouth and thank God. Lord, I thank you for my healing this afternoon. I thank you that you have brought me into 2015. And Lord, you are my miracle working God. We are thanking God also that in this fasting, He said there are certain things that can only be dealt with through prayer and fasting. As we have fasted on the Lord, that chains are being broken, things are taking place. If you are here this afternoon and you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ, in this atmosphere, I want to give you an opportunity. You have not received the Lord as your personal Savior. You have had the chance to take the communion, but you want to make it right with God before you leave here. So if you are here and you want to give your life to Jesus Christ, you don't have a personal relationship, wherever you are, I just want you to raise your hands towards Him. You have not given your life to Jesus and you would want to make it right wherever you are. Before we do anything further, you just want to give your life to Jesus. Hallelujah. Just raise your hands towards heaven, all of us. Just raise your hands to us. Yes, Lord.
The blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Yes, Lord. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus. It washes white as snow. Power, wonder working power in the blood.
Healing, what a working healing in the blood of the Lamb. There is healing, healing, what a working healing in the precious blood of the Lamb.
Before we take our offering, I just feel like ministering briefly to. I just, wherever you are, I'll just lay my hand upon you. Now, there are people who need hope for this year. Hope. I heard the word hope. Within your heart, you are asking God to give you hope. Or you feel you are in a place where you are feeling hopeless. That's the word. If you are in that category, just raise your hand briefly. I'll just, as a point of contact, to pray for you. That God will grant you that grace and that which. One day he came and he prayed unto the God of Jacob that God will bless him and bless him indeed. That God will enlarge his coast. That the hand of God will be upon him. That he will not grieve anybody. As we place our hands over our forehead or our heads this afternoon. As we begin, today is the third Sunday of the year. I come against every sorrow in our life. I come against any pronouncement in our life. And even like Jabez call upon God, we are calling upon you right now. That this afternoon we declare that indeed you are our God. That Lord, that you bless each and every one of us. And not just a blessing, but bless us indeed. That your hand shall be upon us. That you enlarge our coast. That Lord, every spirit of grief shall not overtake us this year. Every sorrow, every pain, whatever causes us cry, everything that comes after us in our dreams, Lord, in our time of loneliness, even as we put our hands, oh God, on our heads, today, let it be a sign of surrender unto you. And release your people from every bondage. And let the blessings of Abraham, as they swing on the wings of faith, let it be done according to their faith. Lord, right now, I pray for the jobs, oh God, that had been prophesied. We call them forth for your people. I pray that they shall come speedily. Even as you did for your people in Copenhagen, we pray that you do it for them. Let the testimony, oh God, never cease this year. Let the testimonies of health, let the testimonies of breakthrough, let the testimony of divine miracles come. I release faith into the people. I come against every unbelief. And I pray that, Lord, they shall have the faith to receive it. I come against doubt in the name of Jesus. May your people live here this afternoon, knowing of the surety that they have been in the presence of the living God. God bless us and bless us indeed. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Did someone feel blessed? So what are we going to say to our mama? And we are going to tell her, may God continue to fortify her. Can we take that? May God continue to fortify you. Thank you very much, mama. As a church, we are very grateful. We feel very much blessed. We are about taking our offerings, but a very fast and quick reminder. With regards to the sacrificial envelope, for those who have not had it, I think you can just indicate and the ushers will let you have it. The word of God says, give, it will come back to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaking together, running over. Luke 6:38. God loves a cheerful giver, a very, very cheerful giver. Now, today we've enjoyed so much and we've known that one of the ways that we are supposed to sustain this year, 2015, is by showing gratitude to God through thanksgiving. So I just want to encourage us, now let's smile as we are coming to give our offerings. Now, put up a very cheerful face. It's a very nice thing to give. One of the ways of giving to God is to give what He has blessed us with. So as we take this offering, we invite the choir to come. Now as they are singing, do it with a lot of joy and happiness. And know that you are making a door open for you through your giving. God bless you.
Sanctuary.
have been taken away. Lord, we are just so thankful to you. We just begin to pray that, Lord, you will bless these offerings. Lord, you will use it, oh God, for the furtherance of your work. Those that have not been privileged to give this day, Lord, we know there will be an opportunity that you will also provide for them to give. You are a God that has said that we must prosper, and your word, oh God, must be fulfilled in our lives this year. All we just want to say is that we are thankful. Continue to have your way. And let this joy be sustainable. In the name of Jesus we have prayed. Amen.
Just hold somebody by the hand as we share the grace. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. Amen. Turn to someone, tell that person, fly on the wings of faith. God bless you.